Andra Day.
Hey, how's it going? How are you?
Hey, how are you?
How was it last night at the White House?
Last night was magical. I think that's the only word I can use to describe the environment. It was incredible. Everybody was just, you know, the level of talent was incredible. Just dancing and having fun with the president was just, I mean, pretty indescribable.
Did you get to the White House before the tornadoes and the blowing winds and blowing wind and rain?
We were actually sitting outside idling.
Oh, no.
When
oh,
all
my
of that
gosh.
Happened.
You just need to see
the
positive.
The lightning and all of that.
I didn't get in. I didn't get in because I wasn't going to stand out there and catch a death of cold.
And mess up his hair.
And mess up my hair, right. So how was the audience? The audience had to be soaking wet inside the White House while you were performing.
Oh, you know what? I was saying from inside, it was just, you wouldn't have known. The audience, you know, usually at events where it's a little dressier, people are a little stiffer, but the audience was so raucous. It was crazy. Oh. It was really just, everybody was having so much fun. I think there was a bit of excitement and a little bit of sort of, you know, somberness because it is the last event and it's the last one of these events, and so wow. You know, in his term, and so it was incredible. And we got a chance to speak to the kids from the Grammy Foundation earlier and just to talk to them about, you know, what we do in music and entertainment, and it was something very special, and that I really pray that they continue in the next administration.
Were you able, well, so when you do something like that, Andra Day, do you tell your story and how you came about and got into the business?
Tell us your story.
You do. You know what you do, and honestly, you know, with those kids, most, you know, they study music, they study all these great artists, but a lot of times all they want to know is about your story and what you experienced and who influenced you, and that's what we did there. You know, I talked about growing up in Southeast San Diego and not having money. I don't want to say much money. I would rather say something like not having money at all. And trying, you know, working while trying to, you know, make your dreams come true. And then
what was your big break, Andra Day? What was your big break?
Really, my big break came, you know, just a few years ago, actually. Stevie Wonder and Kai Mila, his wife at the time, discovered me. She saw a clip of me singing in front of, like, a storefront at a strip mall, And she played it for him, and he, you know, he liked what he heard, and he reached out to me to just say that he liked my voice, and he wanted to write together, and he talked about astrology a lot. But yeah, I was like, oh, that's interesting.
And so, what do you say? I'm a Capricorn.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he was like, what's your sign? I was like, Capricorn. He was like, oh no. I was like, Taurus.
Or I could be
whatever you want.
Which one you like?
Right. Yeah, which one you like?
What's compatible?
Oh, that's crazy. Me too. That's what I am. Yeah. But it was
oh,
really cool.
I hate actually, I missed meeting you again. You came by the Red Velvet Cake Studios in Dallas. I missed you. I was out at Grammy weekend and with Lionel Richie, and I missed you then. And then I was supposed to meet you last night. It's going to happen one day, Andra Day. It's going to happen.
We have to do this right. Yeah, exactly.
When I
see you in person, I might have to touch your face to make sure it's real. You know what I'm saying?
The tribute to Ray Charles on TV One tomorrow night.